Transition to a new booking system will up the cost of renting popular Alaska State Parks public use cabins. Acting State Parks Director Matt Wedeking says a flat $8 reservation fee will be added to the rental cost for 66 cabins statewide. Wedeking says the fee is the result of State Parks switching from an in-house reservation system to nationwide vendor Reserve America.
That is new. That will be a fee to the customer on the Reserve America system.
Wedeking says there will also be new fees for changing or canceling reservations.
There's a fee charged to the customer to cancel a reservation of $5. And to modify a reservation, it's going to cost you $3. But with the system, you'll be able to, it's a lot more user-friendly to do that.
Wedeking says users currently have to call to alter a reservation and are issued cabin credits for cancellations. State Parks will not be taking any reservations between March 20th and April 1st as it transitions to the new system, and anyone who cancels during that time or has an unused cabin credit will be issued a refund. Reserve America already handles reservations for state parks in 31 other states, as well as for U.S. Forest and Fish and Wildlife Services. Wedeking says the system, which includes a mobile AP, offers new options and opportunities.
We can actually send out a notification like, hey, Byers Lake Cabin is not booked during these weekdays. Are you interested? So it's more like a constant contact sort of back and forth.
Wedeking says being able to better track cabin usage and more easily contact users also opens the possibility of offering discounted rates on open cabins.
To see if we can fill it. So there's an opportunity there to get more bookings for us, which increases our revenue and providing a better deal for the public.
He says state parks expect the new system to overall reduce management costs. The state anticipates transitioning other recreational facilities like campgrounds to the Reserve America system later this year.